welcome to another episode of Said It Out Loud, and I am your host, Lady Constance, if you wish, or you can also call me Tani, whichever works for you. It's all fine. I'm good with them. So today I'm actually going to talk about two things, because the last episode was on lessons I had learned the first year. Then I remembered one, but I'm not sure if this one is supposed to fall under the first half or the second half, because I would actually put it as it fell in between while the first year was ending and the second year was starting. I don't know, but either way, if it's for the second half, I will just mention it because there's a reason I'm doing it right now. Lately, I've been taking all of this serious. If there's a frequency I'm having in my life lately, I better take it seriously, because tell me why everywhere I turn my head, this is what I hear or this is what I see. There must be something behind it. It's a sign. I am learning on working on routines. Yes, routines. Because one routine is not enough for me. Okay, it is enough, but if it's like the whole umbrella routine, like the general one where this one represents this, but still there's all of them behind. It's like a whole branch, a whole tree. Like there's still the stem, then there's the branches and the leaves and everything. So it's kind of like a whole dissected and everything. But yes, routines is what I'm meaning, because like I would really like to have a routine in my day-to-day life. When I wake up, before I go to sleep, in my school section, work section, and everywhere else, I can be able to create a routine. Because something I've understood with routines is the fact that this thing comes with order, if you ask me. Personally, I am not the one to work in spontaneous ways. Spontaneity for me is a no, a big no, an X. A couple of X's. You see how the X's for British Got Talent is usually my tattoo. Like that. I reject it like that. Only because I usually need a guide. And I feel like routines come with a guide. It doesn't necessarily mean that I have to follow exactly what it says. But at least it is guiding me on, this is what I should be able to achieve. This is what I have to achieve every day or every week or every month or something like that. So you see what I'm trying to say? There's going to be like routines for my everyday routines. There's going to be my every week routines, my every month routines and things like that. Because I'm planning on just one day in a month off social media the whole day. That's an everyday routine. It's at least a guide. I may not be able to give myself exactly the specific day when I can do that. It just depends with me. If it's going to be the end of the month, beginning of the month, depending with how life takes me and everything like that. But at least for me, I feel like it's going to create order in my life. Personally, I need order. I work well with order. Because I think there's a reason why order just exists. Because tell me why I'm standing here, I'm not sure how to start something. Only because I'm not given a specific a kind of guide. Like I was saying, the whole guide and everything doesn't necessarily mean that you have to follow it step by step. If that works for you, fine, but I think it's going to create some sort of monotony, and now that's where another problem comes in, because once I get bored, I'm bored. So to avoid the whole being bored, I'd rather just with the whole evolution, because our minds grow, our minds change every now and then. So my routine will also be able to change, because it might not work for me at this point, but it might be working for me at a certain point, but now at this point, this order doesn't work for me. I might be able to just shift it a little bit or add a few things and remove a few things, but it's going to be easy because already I have that guide with me that I know this and this is usually here. I don't know, there's just something about all of it, and definitely I mean this by also noting them down. Yeah, I told you, I have become a writer, writing down things. I downloaded this was recommended by a friend. an app called Notion. It helps you write down the tasks you need to achieve, maybe in a month or in a week, depending with your time frame. I'm still learning it, honestly. I'm still learning it, but at least I've gotten that part. You get to also just take small short notes and everything. So it's a really good app when you don't have a notebook, or you don't have to be carrying a notebook everywhere with you because you have that app. I mean, we're in the 21st century. As much as I'm trying to vouch more for writing things down on a notebook, I can't be carrying the notebook everywhere, honestly. And sometimes things just happen, nani randomly, and I want to write it down. I am definitely walking with my phone. Everywhere I go, I have my phone. So it's easy to also note it down. So yes, you can download it just in case of something like that. And you can still have your notebooks if you still want the notebooks, because the notebooks are also necessary. I don't know, there's something about writing them down. There's just something about writing them down. So yes, routines, it's just something I am looking for right now. It's something I am working with, I am working towards. And I won't say I haven't started. I've started, by the way. I have already started it. It's progress. I can't say I've started all of it all at once, but at least I want, by the end of the year, I can tell myself, at least I was able to achieve this. At least I got my morning routine and my night routine, because all of this is trial and error. I remember I already started with the night routine and morning routine, but for some reason it did not work for me as I wanted to. I just stopped following it, not like the whole of it, but there's just something that was drawing me away from it. And I was like, it's fine, it's okay, these things happen, I can try another one and see if it works for me. So currently that is what I am trying, because I think it also helps you, it helps you be accountable. Yeah, I think it helps you be accountable, because now you know that this is a routine. High chances you wrote them down, and now you feel the urge to follow it up. There's something about it being written down and just being in your head. And in your head, kuna venye imepangwa, but haijapangwa 100% compared to you writing it. It's like the tasks and the notes are just bouncing in your mind, but not stated exactly. It can, but it also can't, if you get my point of view. So I think it also gets to help you hold yourself accountable, and it just comes with accountability, if you ask me. So that is also what I am looking for, because once I've formed it and I am following it and I'm good with it, I know for sure I'll be like, oh, by the way, by this time I'm supposed to do this and this and this. By the way, at this specific time, this is what I'm going to do. I think with a routine also comes consistency, because the whole routine, if you're able to follow the routine, that means you're disciplined enough to follow the routine. And with discipline, we all know, comes consistency. So it also helps you that, because it's like you're forming a habit. It's going to become a habit, because what do they say? After 21 days, it's now a habit. It becomes a habit. And when it's a habit, you're already used to it. So if you don't get to do it, you'll be like, by the way, let me use recording the podcast as an example. Now, Thursday journey imefika, and is it Friday journey imefika, and now in your head you're like, oh, Friday this time I'm supposed to be recording the pod, or by this time, because maybe the schedule isn't linear at that time, because we're trying to live life and everything, but at least you know for sure Friday I have to record, either it's in the morning or it's in the evening or during the day. And now it's up to me to how I planned my day the previous day or that morning to how it's going to be. And at least you'll be able to know, by this time I have to record the pod. So you see, it at least helps you be accountable, and now it becomes a whole habit. And that is what I am looking for, because once it's become a habit, it's now easy to flow compared to when you're starting, because we've all been in a position you want to start something. Then you start, but you don't keep up with the consistency. You don't keep up with what you had started in the first place. And everything else just goes haywire. So I think that for me is what I'm looking for currently. Okay, I'm definitely not looking for per se, but working towards. I don't want to say I've never had routines. I don't have routines. I do have them. But like I said, I just did not specify them. I just maybe didn't put them down. I didn't dissect them to specify that this is for this time, this is for this time. And at the same time, I want to add more things to it. So I have actually sat down to set a routine, but how I set it at that time will be very different with how I'm going to set them at this time. And I feel it's going to be now bigger and better because I've got to learn a couple of things more about having routines and creating your own routines. So yeah, I will do that by the end of this week, definitely. And that wasn't even the main agenda. I was actually coming here to speak about graduation and everything and the whole time frames, time parts, blah, blah, blah. Yes, I have never attended a graduation party until this year. I attended two in 1 month. Crazy. Different schools, yeah, in 1 month. And whoever knows me already knows I haven't graduated, and that is not even the problem. I'm currently where I'm at, I'm okay with that. But now the problem comes in when at first I was like, wait, oh shit, people have started graduating, because these are people who we finished high school in the same year. Okay, one we finished in the same year, the other one finished the next year after me. So as I imagine the pressure that came with that to me personally, but the pressure at the same time was unnecessary, and I called it upon myself. As much as I didn't put a lot of pressure on me, which I am very grateful for, still the pressure was called. I did it upon myself, because we, like I was saying, we have our own time frames, time parts, time. We experience life in very different ways, very different lenses, very different point of views. Maybe this time was not my time to graduate, which is very much okay. So I am at least grateful that I was able to handle that and noted it earlier, and I already knew how I'm going to handle it, because I was for sure not going to let it consume me. I wouldn't say I was jealous. No, by the way, I was actually not jealous. Crazy. I was not. I was happy for these people, because already in my mind also, I had already said that, by the way, me na job for a fact, this year me, I'm not going to graduate because I'm not done. You know, it's unavoidable. It's one thing when you are the one dragging yourself to finish it, but this is cool. Bruh, there's no way I'm left with like 3 semesters, and now I have only, it's media already, and I'm going to tell myself, hey, harakisha, harakisha. By the time this year ends, unafako usha soma zini, zote. Bro, that's very unavoidable, and that's also what kept me sane, because I had already set it, and I was already, it's human nature, it's unavoidable, it's something beyond my control, literally. And I was definitely okay with that. I at first was like, damn, Koni, what am I doing with my life? I think that's the first thing that came to me, like, what am I doing with my life? But I mean, it was slow. What did I do wrong, or what did I not do at all? But like, looking back at things, I'm actually going at a correct pace. I'm actually going at a good pace. A very good pace. Because, me na job for sure, I'm going at a good pace. And at least I was able to acknowledge that. Staki ku beat myself up for no unnecessary reason. It is not even my fault. There's a reason why I am going to maybe graduate 2 years from now. I'm not saying I'm going to graduate 2 years from now, but like, that's just an example. And at least I just decided to, you know what? it's a win for you. And you're my friend. I'm so happy, very happy. By the way, Nico, so happy for you. Because once I've entered campus, hey, when you graduate, respect to you. People have struggled. Leave alone the whole, you've gone to campo for 4 years, 5 years, 2 years, I don't know. That's not even the problem. The problem is getting yourself on the graduate list. Hey, I've seen the struggles in my school. I don't know about other schools, but I've seen that struggle in my school. And now I can relate to that meme, as much as Nikofa Kidogo, but I can relate with that meme of mi nikigraduate, natembea nayo everywhere, natembea nayo town, hata naweza kaa hapo katikati ya archives, na graduation gown yangu, ndo watu wajue nimegraduate. And I'm like, I actually get you, it is very valid because, hey, the struggles that come with all of that, that graduation gown, I feel like you're even wearing it, not because of what you studied, but because of being able to get yourself on that list. Because kuna watu wamestudy, they were supposed to study for 4 years, but 4 years imefika, and they still don't have the chance to get. There's just something about being able to reach to a point where you're wearing the gown, because that's where it ends. That's where it shows, by the way, you are done with campo. Campus can be hectic. Campus can honestly be hectic. The first semesters. Life is good. Then life hits you when you're in second year or third year. Aye, but second year is too soon. Third year, please. And it also got me thinking. So I have also, like I said, I've attended 2 graduations my whole life, and ni easy. Oh, I've actually attended another one when I was in high school, form 2 or form 3. My cousin's graduation party. I had forgotten about that one, but it's because it's been long. Now, the fact that I'm in this position where I understand how campus works, and these are now my friends, I take it seriously. Unajua, when you're young and your cousin is graduating, it's another thing because now it's up to you to look up to this part. Bruh, never mind. I've attended two, but I feel like the dynamics for your family members and your cousins or elder siblings are kind of different. Okay, I don't know about siblings, but like for your cousins, hey, I feel like it's kind of different with my friends, because these are people I finished high school with, so high chances I'll be getting some sort of pressure, either if I dropped out of campus or I didn't even join campus in the first place, kuna the kind of pressure it comes with it. But for my elder siblings or my cousins, when they graduate, I'll take it as, now I have to look up to you. Maybe I'm a few years after you, a few years younger than you, and now I have to look up to you, considering, by the way, sister mwali graduatingi, na hi lienda. So, I think that's how the dynamics are, but all in all, nime graduate kadha kumbe. But tisa, I don't know, it just hit differently when now I was able to attend for my friends. It hit differently, guys, it did, I swear. And I cannot even describe it, because I'm just happy. Honestly, I'm happy that this time I wasn't able to beat myself up. Because one thing about me, which I'm learning definitely, is I beat myself up too much. But this time round, nilikuwa nisha accept situation. It's also good to accept the situation as it is also. Then you will be able to avoid all of that. You'll be able to avoid the whole, you need to beat yourself up. You need to give yourself the pressure. And high chances the pressure is unnecessary. Because if you were really to graduate this year, or that year that your friend was to graduate, you would have. And this does not only apply in graduation, at least I understand. It's just that I had to be in this situation to feel it. But it also gets to apply in, I've gotten a job, you've gotten a job before me, and maybe we graduated at the same time. This is also being in a relationship, being married, getting kids, a different time, time, t- time frames and everything. So at least the fact that you get to acknowledge and put it down that this is the time I want to achieve this and this and this. Because when you also have your goals set down, because I think setting goals come with a time frame, right? Because the whole SMART, where's the time? SMART, T for time, the last one. So definitely there has to be a time frame for all of that. So as Mimi na Zakoni Meka, I would like to get married maybe by the age of 30. And somebody else, Ameka, maybe by the age of 35 or even 40. So you see, I cannot decide now. I have been able to achieve mine at that 30, and you are still in your 30s, but haujafika 35 or 40. You can't be able to beat yourself up because already you knew that wewe ulikuwa umeset kwa akili yako that you are going to achieve it by this certain age. I don't even know why I'm using marriage in this example, or even 35 and everything. I'm not even half. I was about to say I'm not even half the age. No, I'm not even 10 years close to that age. Yeah. So yes, folks, this was just a reminder that we all have our different time frames, life paths. We experience life differently. So how my friend is also going to experience their life, it's not expected that I'm going to experience like that. Yes, at some point you might be able to experience a few kidogo kiplani the same, but not everything. And that's the whole point about embracing your life and trying to live in the moment, embracing the fact that I am different from everyone else, I am unique from everyone else, I don't have to be like anyone else, I don't have to fit in the first place. You don't have to fit in. As long as you fit in with your principles, with your goals, with your values, I think that's all that matters, honestly. So yeah, I have now started considering that I will also have a graduation, because I remember arguing with, not necessarily arguing, but I remember being against the fact that I'll have a graduation party, graduation lunch and everything. I even told my mom a couple of times. I don't know why. I think the main reason really why I didn't want that was I didn't want the attention. I was avoiding the attention. And also, I was just telling myself, where were you guys when my mom was juggling all of this, you know? And I don't know if that's being selfish. If it's being selfish, then so be it. But then with time, after now being able to attend this too, and having a conversation with a friend, now I'm trying to... I think I'm reconsidering the whole story. Because the only reason I'm reconsidering it is not only because of me, but also because of my mother, but also my perspective of all of this kind of changed. Not all, but at least kuna venye ime change to be able to give me the chance, or for me to be able to want to change the situation of how I wanted things in the first place. So yeah, perspectives change, point of view change, time is a factor that lets you change, age. I think age just falls under time. But anyway, that was just what I was here to talk about. I needed to bring it out, but I will still keep on repeating. I'm so grateful that I wasn't able to let it consume me at any way possible. Nimefika mature like that to be able to tap into. Yeah, because it was just me being able to acknowledge this feeling and acknowledge the fact that life goes on. This is life. This is how life is, actually. And sijui, nitakuwa na time yangu. That's just it. My time will arrive, maybe just not now, and it's okay. But that doesn't mean I'm still not getting to experience life. I'm getting to experience life in different ways than everyone else. Hey! And anyway, ini mambo ya dunia. So, I hope you really enjoyed this episode. I hope you got to learn a thing or two. I hope I was able to remind maybe someone that we are very different. We experience life differently, and embrace what you are experiencing, because it is your life and you get to choose for yourself how you want to experience it. Just be able to live in the moment. Don't beat yourself up, because it will not get you anywhere. Rather, you'll just be the one getting hurt all the time. Because imagine, it's like a physical, beating yourself up all the time, physically. Imagine how it is. It's the same thing as mentally. You're just torturing yourself. Honestly, you are just torturing yourself. So I hope you got to learn a thing or few. A thing or two. I've been your host, Lady Constance, and this has been the podcast, Said It Out Loud. Bye!